But joining us right now is Janelle Teppan from the City of Dundas, the city administrator. Last night there was a city council meeting in Dundas, and we'll talk about that in just a moment. Janelle, welcome. Thank you. Good morning.
Thanks for having me. Good morning, John.
It's election day, not only here, but in Dundas, too.
Yes. Now, all over the state.
All over the state. Are there any local elections in Dundas? Is it restricted to the county and the statewide races?
It is restricted to county and statewide.
All right.
There are no local elections, no Dundas local elections on the ballot for Dundas residents today.
Now, somewhere between here and Faribault, the congressional district changes. There, Faribault's one. We are, I guess, two. I don't know if we're still two. Yeah. Where's Dundas? Are you still number two?
Yeah, we still are number two. We're not included in that first congressional district.
All right. Well, let's move on past elections then. Anything about elections you wanted to bring up?
Well, I do just want to say that there in Dundas, there are two city council seats that are open and a mayor's position that are open. Filing is open right now for anyone interested in running for city council or mayor. Filing closes next Tuesday, the 16th at 5 p.m., and you have until 5 p.m. on the 18th to withdraw if you should so choose. Anybody interested in, you know, learning more about serving on the city council, please give me a call.
All right. Let's talk about THC and marijuana and cannabis. On July 1st, the headlines read THC is now legal. And everybody thought, what? Huh? That kind of slipped through the Congress. It was passed by the legislature, signed into law by the governor. But a lot of people were caught off guard. And I think a lot of cities were probably caught off guard too. Let's talk about Dundas and what you've heard and from your fellow city administrators across the state.
Well, everybody was caught off guard by it. And cities, I think a little bit more so because they pushed the regulation on the product down to the city level. So, you know, as an example, liquor is regulated by the state.
Mm-hmm.
And we work with the Alcohol, Gambling, and Enforcement Division on all liquor licenses, all of that. Regulation, sale, distribution, manufacturing is all pushed down to the city level. And in that respect, cities were not prepared to right away respond with any regulations, whether cities choose to regulate it or not. So Dundas, in conversations with the city attorney, we've just decided to do a moratorium on sale, distribution, manufacture of THC products derived from hemp that will be in effect for 12 months. I don't think that we're going to exceed that 12 months at all. I think it will be a pretty quick turnaround. I told the council last night I expect that we'll come back with something before the end of the year. But yeah, you know, whether the council chooses to regulate it, whether they choose not to regulate it, still to be determined. But for right now, we're just not allowing it.
Dundas, of course, is a small town. I'm sure you have five very competent people that are on the council and the mayor. But kind of ill-equipped with the legality of this and the history and what's going to be going on in the future. Are you getting some direction from maybe League of Minnesota Cities, some of these state organizations, from different entities that might help you guide you through the process?
Oh, absolutely. League of Minnesota Cities and our city attorney are working closely together. The city attorney that we have, Jared Shepard, works for Campbell Knutson out of the metro area, tied in with a number of other cities. So he's going to come back and propose you know, a possible resolution to the issue.
Mm-hmm.
I talk with my hands so much on the radio. I walk out of here every time going, ugh.
Maybe I can do play-by-play on the hands. And there's a left hand going up and a circling motion. When it comes down to it, you'd mentioned the regulations are different than, let's say, alcohol. But alcohol and tobacco, when it comes to the city level, you do license them. It's going to shake out to be kind of the same type thing? Will people have to get a license in Dundas to operate one of these operations in Dundas?
They could. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
All right. We'll see where that leads. Anything else on that?
And we're, paying attention to what our neighboring communities within the county are doing as well.
Okay. Janelle Teppin, Dundas City Administrator, is with us. NAFRS, Northfield Area Fire and Rescue, they've been working on their budget, and we've talked to different people about that from NAFRS and also the City of Northfield. Was that approved last night or introduced? Where's Dundas at on this?
The Dundas City Council approved the proposed budget for NAFRS for 2023, and I'm sure you and your listeners have heard from other people who have talked about this, that there's a kind of a two-track budget. One includes a full-time fire department, and one includes the part-time, fire chief. Full-time fire chief or part-time fire chief. And the city council approved that higher budget level that would include the full-time fire chief at their meeting last night.
All right. Let's move on. You mentioned the Dundas Dome, and I wrote down Dundas Dome, but I don't recall what that was about, but it was part of the meeting last night, so
right.
Tell us about it.
So the Dundas Dome was built in 2016, and the owners entered into a development agreement with the city. And that development agreement laid out a timeline by which they had to complete the various improvements on the property. And the one thing that is left outstanding is the completion of the parking lot. And we've worked with the owners over the course of the past, 6, 8, 7 years on this project. The council has extended that development agreement a couple of times, and the Dome's owners approached the council last night seeking yet another extension on the completion of the parking lot due to a couple of things. One, they're still recovering from the shutdown back in 2020 due to COVID and the loss of revenue associated with that, and now the high prices for oil and gas, everything that would go into, the completion of the parking lot. So the council directed the Dome's owners to, work with their engineer and come back with a plan. And before the expiration of the current development agreement, which is October 1st of this year. So we will wait to hear from them on that.
All right. Once again, Janelle Teppin with us. After the meeting, you had a work session, and you talked about capital improvement projects and such. Tell us about that.
Yep. So part of the whole budget process annually is to review the city's capital improvement program. And that takes a long-term look at projects and equipment, and it's about a 5-year, maybe a little bit longer outlook. For example, City Hall was built. We moved in a couple of years ago. One of the ways that we reduced the cost of the project was we didn't include an elevator in the building, but we have a space for the elevator. At some point in the city's future growth, we're going to need an elevator to be able to use that upper level for additional staff people. The elevator then is included in the capital improvement program, and we look out a few years and kind of, educated guesses on when we might install that elevator. And we have a cost associated with that elevator.
It doesn't fall under ADA rules. You can
No, because nobody is up there.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yep. We all work on the first floor. We have storage up there now. At some point, like I said, we're going
to
move.
So you have to carry the boxes and furniture and everything
sure
else
do.
Up the stairs?
Not a lot of furniture. It's not a lot of furniture.
Okay, but go on. So you're going to be looking at that at some point in the future?
Yep. So the elevator, yes, is planned. I think we said right now 2027.
Okay.
So, you know, from road projects, road improvement projects to equipment, big, you know, lawnmower kinds of things are all included in that capital improvement program.
All right. One final thought. You're about to welcome in thousands of your closest friends and neighbors to Dundas. You're going to be the center of the amateur baseball world for a couple of weekends, a few weekends, actually. Is everything ready to go for the state amateur baseball tournament?
From
the perspective of the city, I know the organizers are probably still scrambling and will be right before it and the whole time during it.
Well, we made improvements to Memorial Park and the entrance and kind of the turnaround down at, you know, Memorial Field.
Mm-hmm.
Those are completed. We are doing some bike lane striping on First Street all the way down to the trail head at the East Cannon River Trail.
Mm-hmm.
We expect that painting to be done by the time the tournament gets to town. I think, you know, we're pretty ready.
All right.
If there's, you know, something I'm missing, I'm sure we'll find out what it is.
All right. As long as you have plenty of baseball and hot dogs and things like that. All right. Janelle, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thanks for having me, Jeff.
Janelle Teppin from the City of Dundas, the city administrator, joins us every day the morning after our city council meeting.